بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Most respected honorable ulama-i kiram, hufaz of the Quran, brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has really and truly blessed every one of us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us from this entire congregation to still remain in His house of Allah. We all know that if a person is invited to someone's house, to what extent will he remain in that house? To the extent of relationship you have with that person. If a person is just passing by, then maybe he'll knock on the door, make salam, and he'll leave. If there is a little closer relationship, he maybe call you inside, and then he'll offer you some tea. In India, they say, tanda garam, you'll have something hot or cold. And if there's an even closer relationship, then a person will force you to remain for meals even if there isn't any preparation. No preparation also, you see, you have to say, insist. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only has given us the tawfiq and that ability that we are still in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a favor and a bounty that we enjoy only from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the pious used to say, ye qadam uthe nahi, uthaye jaate hai. That this feet, we don't pick them up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who's in control and allow us to make steps in the right direction. Just like a person, normal situation, if a person, any person who's healthy, is enjoying good health, you don't have to tell him, brother, it's time to have breakfast. It's sehri time now, or it's iftar time. He heard the adhan, naturally the pangs are there, and he would indulge in the meal and he would partake of the meals. That's when a person is healthy. You don't even have to remind him he's healthy. He's hungry. So similar, that soul which is healthy, that qalb and dil and heart which is salim, that heart which is qalb salim, you don't have to remind the person why you have to make tawbah. He doesn't need to be reminded that it's one of the very auspicious month of Ramadan. There's very important nights to come. What's on offer? What can be done? If that heart is qalb salim, naturally the person wants to make tawbah and istighfar. Brothers, please make us maaf, because we know the masjid we're sitting in. We know the history of the masjid. We know the level and caliber of the programs that used to take place. Like a person who's traveling from Durban to Joburg, then for whatever reason, there's a puncture, then someone may help him, stop on the side, but you need help. He says, please man, my boot is full of luggage, I need you just to keep an eye on the family. No problem, takes out all the luggage, and then puts on that spare wheel, and now they are moving on their journey. Now the person who is following behind, he says, but you overtook me at the toll at 180. Now you're not even moving more than 80, what happened? He says, but you never see, there's a biscuit wheel. It's the maximum speed you can travel with it also. So unfortunately, the main wheels are not allowed. They put on biscuit wheel, please forgive us. The closest garage we find will stop, inshallah. Someone will take over. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us iman, made us from the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and He has given us every opportunity to make tawbah and istighfar. Now it's for us now to really think about really where we are. What is this month of Ramadan? This month of Ramadan, we are in this last 10 days, this last ashara, The last ashara in which there is the priciest gift. And that gift is ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we all are looking for is ta'alluq with Allah. Anything we want to build, we want to make, or we want to buy, there's always a lot of thinking that goes behind it. Person wants to buy a simple thing as maybe a motor vehicle. Then he'll also mull over this thought that which one should I go? You know what, this diesel at the moment is more expensive than petrol. So must I go petrol or diesel? How many liter must I go? We're looking at the prices, or which one is the good motor? He'll find out from people. Then he won't even suffice on his homework. He'll phone some mechanic, he'll phone some person, and he'll even buy the expertise of someone else. Even if it means to have meetings with that person, he'll pay for that expertise of that person, whether it's an architect or whether it's a contractor, per the hour he's charging. No problem, you'll pay for it. Why? You know, make sure you get it right. Here we're in the month of Ramadan, and what we need to secure is the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maghfirat from the side of Allah, deliverance, forgiveness from, and safety from the fire of Jahannam, ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are easy words, but really, what does this entail? It's something when we sit with people who have ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we'll understand what it means. One pious person, one day he sat down, and he's really doing some calculation. Now this is the thought that we all need to have. That what is my age? Am I 45, 55, 65? Where am I? At this stage of my life, how close am I to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How close am I? How much of tawbah and istighfar have I made for my past? How much of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do I have in me? Am I of that caliber we on the day of qiyamah? I can ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I belong to your group or not? How close am I? My akhlaq, how polished is it? Do I have that akhlaqi hamida of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And how far am I from that sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So this pious person sat down one day, and he said, what's my age? Whatever his age was, somewhere around in the 60s. So he says, 60. And he started doing the maths. So he says, 60, every year 365 days, with a solar calendar, and taking the age of Bulugh to his present age. His rough age was approximately 17,000 days. 17,000 days it was, he calculated. Approximately somewhere there. So he only gave this year one thought. He asked himself, he says, oh Muhammad, imagine if for 17,000 days you only committed one guna. We all know how many gunas we are committing by the day. He is asking himself, if I only committed one for the day. He shrieked out of nadamat and tawbah, and he passed away. Just out of the tawbah and that nadamat, he passed away. Now we need to ask ourselves that at my age, that how much of sin is there in my life? How much of tawbah and istighfar have I made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this really is this opportunity now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us that opportunity here, and He extends that hand of mercy, and He says, whoever is there, this here is royal amnesty. Whoever wants it, you can take it. But provided the person fulfills the requisites, the conditions, to fulfill those conditions of tawbah and istighfar. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercies knows no bounds. Just one incident, imagine that personality like Wahshi was responsible for the killing of the beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wahshi, who later on became radiallahu anhu. But he killed Hamza radiallahu anhu. He drew the blood of Sayyidu Shuhada. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the shahada of Hamza radiallahu anhu. Then he put Hamza radiallahu anhu's janazah in front of him, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited the salatul janazah with a very heavy heart of Hamza radiallahu anhu, tears flowing down. And then sahaba radiallahu anhu say, but there's more shuhada. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, no problem, leave the janazah of Hamza, bring the others and put them in front. Nabi Sam recited the janazah salah for the remaining shuhada, including Hamza radiallahu anhu again. Then he said, take them, but leave Hamza radiallahu anhu. And then some more shuhada were brought. And Nabi Sam repeated salatul janazah for the others. And then another lot of sahaba radiallahu anhu were brought shuhada, janazah salah. Nabi Sam said, leave Hamza radiallahu anhu. And then salatul janazah again. From here we can understand that love, that affection, that bond between Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his beloved uncle Sayyiduna Hamza radiallahu anhu. But despite that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed verses upon verses for the hidayat of that person who was responsible of drawing the blood of Sayyidul Shuhada. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give him da'wat also. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent someone, go and give da'wat to Wahshi. So he went with the da'wat. He said, see, I don't think so. I qualify to even become a Muslim. The conditions are really too strict and difficult for me. He says, what's so difficult? You see, the ayat of the Quran in the 19 juz of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ. That there is so much of conditions. Allah is saying, you mustn't kill, no committing zina. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you want forgiveness, إِلَّا مَن تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا إِلَّا مَن تَابَ. Except that person who makes tawbah. وَآمَنَ. Then he has to strengthen his iman. وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. And he must couple it with righteous deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will transform his ill into good. So you see, that's too difficult. Allah says, mustn't kill, I killed. Who I killed? Not an ordinary person. I killed the most beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wala yaznoon. You look at all the evils collectively we found in me. What tawbah and what Islam are you asking for of me? So the person comes back, he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the response of Wahshi. There be some worry and concern. Worry and concern for even the hidayat of that person responsible for the blood of Hamza radiallahu anhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent revelation. قُلْ يَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. They tell Wahshi now revelation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is announcing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive the sin of shirk. Besides shirk, save shirk, every other sin is forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for who? لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires, so they go to Wahshi, revelation. Besides shirk, everything is forgiven. Forget about your killing, your zina and stealing and whatever else. Don't worry, all forgiven. So Wahshi contemplated, he mulled over these ayat. He says, but you haven't read that last part. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. For whomsoever he desires. I don't know whether Allah will desire my forgiveness. Listen, I'm not ready for this. I don't know what's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's desire. Imagine Nabi Sam going into worry and concern for the hidayat of the assassin of Sayyiduna Hamza radiallahu anhu. And on the third occasion the ayat was revealed. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now announces forgiveness of all sins. Wholesale, every type of sin. You bring any sin. We heard some of the lessons we'll be repeating, which we heard from this masjid, that no sin is too difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive. There's nothing a person can say, Ya Allah, I don't think so you'll be able to forgive this. Nothing is too difficult for Allah. And no deed is too small to be accepted in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No deed is too small. Mulana Chauhan Sahib was mentioning in the Jummah Bayan today, and he explained one person who passed away. Meaning that small sins, meaning a small good deed is sufficient for our najat. One person, he was a sinner of note, but he had only one good deed, because of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him from the fire of Jahannam. Only one good deed. What was that one good deed?
He never allowed a day to go past without him having an orphan in his house. He always had an orphan, and he used to see to the bandobast and the intizam and the whatever was the requirements of that orphan, food-wise, necessities, that comes out from his stipend. I'll pay for that. Because of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivered this person from Jahannam. It's what good deed it's going to be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love us and grant us Jannah and His Ridwan and His pleasure, we don't know. But we have to be making efforts. And we have to clean our slates. So in these last ashara, it's for us to clean our slates. So that ayat was revealed. Inna Allaha yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Now when they come to Wahshi, now Wahshi says, now I'm ready to become Muslim. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, every sin is going to be forgiven. Every type of sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the sinner. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي, O my banda, O my servant. We all know, that if my son has to do something wrong, example, if he has to stoop down to drugs, he's stealing the flat keys and he's emptied the flat keys, you'll take him to the rehab, you leave him there, you say, bye, you're not my son, don't come home. You know, he'll take you. Well, sometimes Allah forgive, that we never ever stoop to these levels. But sometimes, see, we've created our own boundaries. We've created our own limits. Now the daughter gets married out of that boundary. Within the Sharia is permissible, but you don't want it. For whatever. Whether the language, whether the country, whatever it is. So the person tells his daughter, meaning it's, as long as it's a legitimate, it's a valid, it's a pious proposal, no problem. Yes, if it is something that's questionable, then obviously we have to take resort, we have to do something. But if everything is fine, person telling his daughter for no valid reason. He says, listen, you are not my daughter and don't step back into my house. How dare you do that? Get married in that family. You know from where we come? You know what's our surname? And you got married to these people. Astaghfirullah, don't come back into my house. Na'udhu billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing who? The one who has wronged himself. That person who has violated the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most belovedly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses us, Ya ibadi, O my banda, you mine, where you gonna run? Where you gonna run? Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghuda rahimahullah, he has written so valuable point. He says that anything in this world, when you're scared, you run away from it. You're scared of a lion, you run away from the lion. You're scared of a certain person, you'll keep your distance away from him. Anything you worried and concerned, you avoid. Besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la malja'a wa la manja min Allahi illa ilay. Fafirru ilallah. When we're scared of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we run back to Allah. Because there's no shelter back to Allah, except back to Allah. There's no way we can go. We want forgiveness, go back to Allah. You want Allah's mercy, you go back to Allah. You're scared, we go back to Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and that ability that in this last ashara, we make a concerted effort on our hearts. And our heart becoming qalbi salim. Then there wouldn't be moments. There wouldn't be occasions. Then it will be a ma'mool and a daily effort within us to make tawbah and istighfar. But then someone can ask, Mulana, I'm not doing wrong. Mulana, I'm not doing wrong. Tawbah and istighfar for what? What's the tawbah for? But if we really look into ourselves, then we'll see that there are a lot of things we are doing that are not up to that standard of, in proportion to the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Definitely not up to the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the system Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created within our bodies. Look at the system, the lungs, the eyes, the ears, everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. Today you give your son, maybe he did well in metric, and you buy him one Porsche. Someone must just send you that video he was dragging. He was down by Macro and was dragging, he was doing something. Say, bye, park the car, bring the keys. Jazakallah. You need to go take the test. On Saturday night, you take the test. No problem. Why? I bought that as a bounty. Use it correctly. You're not losing it correctly. Take it out until you don't become mature enough. Then I'll give you the car. When you get mature, I'll give you the car. When you mature enough. Imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, my banda, you're not mature. You're committing so much zina. Let me just shut those eyes. You can't see anymore. When you get mature and you know what's the value of your eyes, I'll open it for you again. Allah forgive. One of our friends, now he can't see. Now he can't see. So he says, Mufti Sahib, if there was one desire in this month of Ramadan, I just want to see the Kalam-e-Pak. I'm hearing you reciting, but I can't see it. I'm hearing you. I can't see it. My deep, deep down desire, you make dua to Allah. I just want to see his Kalam one more time. I want to see it. Meaning the time Allah gave it to me, Allah gave it, doesn't mean he wasn't reading Quran, but it's nadamut within ourselves that I wasn't able to do enough. I wasn't able to do enough. So that is that nadamut that we need to have within ourselves, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all our past, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and that ability that we realize who we are and we head in the correct direction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله، فصل وسلم على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما أنت أهله، وافعل بنا ما أنت أهله، فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات، وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات، وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات، وترفعنا بها عندك على الدرجات، وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات، إنك على كل شيء قدير. ربنا أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت، خلقتني وأنا عبدك، وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت. أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت، أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء لك بذنبي، فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. 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 والله most loving, most caring, most merciful Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Ya Allah, you are most merciful. Ya Allah, sinful servants like us, you have given us another opportunity in this month of Ramadan to make tawbah and istighfar. Ya Allah, you have kept us in your house. It's a sign that you love us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we are spreading our begging bowls in front of you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all our sins, oh my Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, forgive our minor sins and our major sins. Forgive the sins of the day and forgive the sins of the night.
Forgive the sins of the hands, forgive the sins of the legs, forgive the sins of the heart, forgive the sins we know about. Ya Allah, forgive the sins we don't even know about. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our spouses, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive our parents, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, forgive our children, oh my Allah. Forgive our neighbors, our kith and kin. Ya Ilaha Al-Alameen, forgive the sins of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, so many brothers, so many of our friends, so many of our near and dear and our family members. Ya Allah, they were with us in this last year. Ya Allah, they are not with us this Ramadan. Ya Allah, you make the full maghfirat of every one of them, oh my Allah. Forgive our Ya Allah, forgive us also, oh my Allah. Make our maghfirat. Ya Allah, you have granted us this tawfiq to see this month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, you kept us till this last ashara, oh my Allah. We don't even know, oh my Allah, whether we will see the end of this month of Ramadan. We have no guarantees, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, if there's one thing we require, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul hafwa fa'fu anna. Ya Allah, if there was one dua that your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried for on Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah, this is the dua we cry for, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, if there is a resemblance that we have with your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, it is in this dua, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we are far from the cleanliness of heart. Ya Allah, we are far away from the extent and the mujahada and the sacrifices sahaba and the aslaf made, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, but we have the same durood. Ya Allah, we have the same dua on our tongues, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, the maghfirat that you have blessed each one of them, Ya Allah, bless us with it, oh my Allah. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Ya Allah, we thank you for all of the bounties you have blessed us. Ya Allah, you have given us eyes, you have given us legs, you have given us heart. Ya Allah, you have given us all these different limbs, organs of our bodies, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, increase us in your favors and bounties, oh my Allah. Do not test us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, do not take us to task, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us with afiyat, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. In the recent past, Ya Allah, we have been tested, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, after the looting, it was the floods, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people are without electricity and water, oh my Allah. So many people have lost their livelihoods, oh my Allah. So many people have lost their businesses and houses, oh my Allah. Some have lost lives near and dear, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you keep us with afiyat, oh my Allah. We are weak servants of yours, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, do not test us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, do not test us. Keep us in the shade of your afiyat and safety and security, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, shower upon us your love. Ya Allah, shower upon us ikhlas lillahi at iman, oh my Allah. Your love, oh my Allah. Bless us, oh my Allah, with your love and the love of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq and the ability to love ibadat, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, that we love to perform salah. Ya Allah, make salah most beloved to us. Ya Allah, make it the coolness of our eyes, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, keep our hearts in the masjid, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, keep our hearts in the masjid, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, like amongst the seven people, وَقَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ مِّن masajid, that person whose heart is attached to the masjid, oh my Allah, he will be guaranteed shade under your arsh, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, these brothers that are sitting for an itikaf, Ya Allah, they have brought themselves in the house, oh my Allah. In your house, oh my Allah. In your masjid, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you accept their efforts, oh my Allah. Grant them the full ajr and reward of their itikaf. Ya Allah, grant them ikhlas and lillahiyat, oh my Allah. Grant them qabooliyat, oh my Allah. Whatever is their heart's desire, oh my Allah, you fulfill it. Ya Allah, enlist them amongst your awliya, oh my Allah. Amongst your special friends, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, they are doing us a favor, oh my Allah, by sitting for itikaf. Ya Allah, they have absolved us of our responsibility, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you bless them, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you protect their families at home, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, their families also have a list of du'as that need to be answered, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you accept all the du'as of every one of us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, through the barakat of the kalami paak that is recited in the month of Ramadan, through the barakat of your itikaf, the sadaqah, the khairat, the zakat, and all the good that is taking place. Ya Allah, all those brothers that are in Umrah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the du'as that are taking place in Haramain Sharifain, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you accept us and accept the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, cleanse Masjid al-Aqsa, Umma ya Allah, of al-Yahudi al-Zalimeen, Umma ya Allah. Ya Allah, let the Muslims have full control, Umma ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are so weak, we're not even deserving, because of which we have lost control. Ya Allah, the fault is ours, Umma ya Allah. Ya Allah, definitely the fault is ours. Ya Allah, you forgive us and make us worthy custodians, Umma ya Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, you grant strength of heart, Allah, to the Muslims of Al-Aqsa, Umma ya Allah. To the Muslims around the world, Umma ya Allah. Grant us the tawfiq to stand for the protection of Masjid Al-Aqsa, Umma ya Allah. Ya Allah, you open up Harameen Sharifeen, Umma ya Allah. Ya Allah, you open up Harameen Sharifeen, Umma ya Allah. You accept us to visit and make ziyarat of Harameen Sharifeen, Umma ya Allah. Those people that are making dua in Harameen Sharifeen, accept the duas, Umma ya Allah. Ya Allah, on behalf of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those people in Medina, Tayyiba, Umma ya Allah, those people in Makkah, Mukarrama, Umma ya Allah, ya Allah, grant them the full azama and greatness of those places, Umma ya Allah. Respect, Umma ya Allah, for those places, Umma ya Allah. Protect everyone of the ummah, Umma ya Allah, from disobedience, Umma ya Allah. Ya Allah, from violating the laws and the sanctity of Harameen Sharifeen, Umma ya Allah. Ya Allah, from taking pictures and doing haram in front of Rawda. Ya Allah, forgive us, Umma ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Umma ya Allah. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with hidayat. Bless the whole ummah with hidayat. Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq to respect, Umma ya Allah, your kalam-i-paak, Umma ya Allah. Grant us love for your kalam-i-paak, Umma ya Allah. Through the barakat of your kalam-i-paak, Umma ya Allah. Put the power of your kalam-i-paak in our eyes, Umma ya Allah. Ya Allah, in our physical eyes, that we don't require spectacles anymore, Umma ya Allah. Ya Allah, in our spiritual eyes, so we can see the difference between haqq and batil, Umma ya Allah. Ya Allah, through the power of kalam-i-paak, Umma ya Allah, put that power in our bodies, Umma ya Allah. Let us have that strength and that ability to stand for tarawih, Umma ya Allah, with halawat al-iman, with sweetness of iman, Umma ya Allah. Ya Allah, that we wake up for tahajjud salah, Umma ya Allah. That we fast with lillahiyat and ikhlas, Umma ya Allah. And every ibadat that we do with ikhlas, Umma ya Allah. Ya Allah, infuse the ma'ani, Umma ya Allah, and the message of your kalam-i-paak into our hearts, Umma ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us walk your kalam-i-paak, Umma ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us be living embodiments of the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Umma ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with your love. Bless us with the love of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, help the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever Muslims are suffering around the world, remove the difficulties and the sufferings of the ummah of Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ansuri al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma a'izza al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma ighfir li ummati Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ما تقدم من ذنبها وما تأخر اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم Umma ya Allah, whatever du'as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made in the 23 years of Nubuwa, Umma ya Allah, you bless us with the khair and the barakat of all of those du'as of 23 years of Nubuwat, Umma ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with your mahabbat, Umma ya Allah. Forgive us and the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the tawfiq to make full ibadat and maximize on the opportunities of Laylatul Qadr, Umma ya Allah. Ya Allah, when it is the night of Laylatul Qadr, Umma ya Allah, when it is the night of power and Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah, you just put some spiritual light into us, energize us, Ya Allah, that we spend maximum of the night in ibadat, Umma ya Allah, and we find that moment of forgiveness, Umma ya Allah, that we are able to seek forgiveness for ourselves and the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ربنا توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين وصلي اللهم وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.